Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
This is what happens. These lessons. The NBA, they keep having these hiatuses between games. They got all this time off between games. Well, the NBA is still on sabbatical. They'll get back at it on Wednesday night. Game 3 of the NBA Finals. The Warriors and Cavs practicing in Cleveland on Tuesday. We're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice. But it was Donald Trump who stole the spotlight, the commander-in-chief, at it again here, the topic du jour among NBA players, star NBA players. If you have been out of the loop here, maybe you didn't hear about it, you were doing something else, you might have missed it, but several of the headline players in the NBA were quizzed about the Philadelphia Eagles trying to pull a fast one on the White House and then ending up getting uninvited. And so you've got politics involved, right? Political stunt, and hey, you're not invited, so that's a political stunt. Both political stunts. LeBron James chimed in on this. He was one of the headliners to chime in on this. Here's LeBron and his thoughts on the White House, the Cavaliers, and also he's now speaking for the Golden State Warriors. Interesting.
It's typical of him. I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, I know no matter who wins this series, no one wants to invite anyway, so it won't be Golden State or Cleveland going. It's a lot of things that we believe in as Americans that we don't feel that he's for.
But LeBron speaking for, did he speak for all Americans? I'm not sure here. Or just the basketball players? Was it just the basketball players that LeBron was speaking for? I'm confused by that. But he did say, if you're listening closely there, that the Cavaliers and the Warriors would neither one. Whoever wins, we know who's going to win. Golden State. Cleveland's going to lose. They don't invite losers to the White House. So they will not go to the NBA. The NBA champion will not go to the White House. So I wanted to talk about this. Now, Steph Curry, he was asked about it, and he actually agreed with LeBron James. Steph chimed in on that.
I agree with Bron. Pretty sure the way we handled things last year kind of stayed consistent with that. But at the end of the day, every team has an opportunity to make a decision for themselves. I think that's powerful, you know, being in this situation.
You just spoke for the team, though, so why don't you have a vote? Maybe the guys actually want to go. How about that? Here's one more from Steph Curry, because we want to know what he thinks about the Philadelphia Eagles, don't we? I'm dying to know.
Not surprising. It's unfortunate, but you know, we all have our opportunity, our right to kind of do what we want to do, and the Eagles, you know, fall in line with that.
All right, so let's get into this. Now, the question is, what do you make of, you heard Steph Curry, you heard LeBron James, there were others, their public disdain for President Trump. Now, my thoughts on this, it is obviously predictable. You've got the slippery slope, and you also have tradition ending as well. And we'll tie all this together, and we'll work our way through it. Now, number one, both LeBron James and Steph Curry, this is important. We know their path. They both criticized the president. Right? A lot of people have. King James called Donald Trump a bum. Steph Curry has said things in interviews that were derogatory about the president. And we should also point out that both Steph Curry and LeBron James are surrogates of the Democratic Party. They're friends with former President Barack Obama, and they like to claim, especially LeBron, part of the resistance. And these were leading questions, right? Let's not be naive here. The NBA media that cover the finals, they knew the answer before they asked the question. The answer was predictable. How about the fact that they are essentially dictating what these other players do for the team? I mean, if I played for Cleveland and I wanted to go to the White House because I'd never been to the White House, I would be pissed. Right? I'd be upset with LeBron James. What if I want to go? You can't tell me I can't go because you don't want to go because you're part of the, you know, the Democratic resistance. What if I want to go? What if I just want to check out the White House and see what it looks like? I can't go? Not, you're telling me that not a single Cav player or Warrior player has any dissenting view here? That's how both teams universally feel about this? I mean, listen, LeBron James, unfortunately, and this has to trouble him, because he's the god of basketball, but when it comes to politics, he's got no muscle. And if you want evidence of that, you go back to the 2016 presidential election. We pointed this out many times, but LeBron James attempted to help Hillary Clinton win Ohio. In fact, LeBron appeared at several big political rallies in the state of Ohio in support of Hillary Clinton. Well, Donald Trump ended up winning Ohio. And when he won Ohio, it wasn't just by a little bit, it was a landslide. How big a rout was it despite LeBron James campaigning for Hillary Clinton? It was the biggest blowout politically since 1988. That's how long ago it was, the last time there was a rout or root that big, but despite the best efforts of LeBron James. Now, the second thing here, there are many celebrating the star players here, Steph Curry and LeBron James, pushing back. But this presents two problems, right? There's two problems with this. A, I would think the NBA as a whole wants to sell tickets to people that don't think bad things about the president, right? Even Trump supporters buy NBA tickets, right? So and also, more importantly for LeBron James and Steph Curry, these guys have been peddling overpriced merchandise for years, right? Do they only want to sell the merchandise, the overpriced crap that they're trying to sell you, to people that share their political beliefs? I'm relatively confident. I don't want to speak for the people that run Nike or Verizon or Coca-Cola or Beats or Kia, but I'm pretty confident that the people that run those companies want to sell those products to everybody, right? So that becomes problematic. And B, and this is a larger issue, the entire setup. This entire thing, and I work at a sports radio, you know, station, a network here. We talk about sports all the time. But what is the backbone, the fundamental backbone of professional sports in America? It is dependent on political handouts. Now, what do I mean by that? You go to any of these arenas, right? They're all built like Taj Mahals. And how are they built? 98% of these stadiums are subsidized by who? By the taxpayer, by you. Who hands out the taxpayer money? The politicians. It's a vicious cycle, right? They're the ones that fork out the money, the politicians. So this is, by definition, this is a slippery slope, right? You start annoying politicians, and then they start not handing out money, and then you've got a problem because, God forbid, you actually have to pay for these stadiums and these arenas. Now, I'm assuming that LeBron James and Steph Curry believe that they are invincible, and they might be, right? But I guarantee you the owners, the people who run these sports franchises, They're the ones that are demanding the government handouts from taxpayer dollars. They don't want to piss off politicians, whether it's Donald Trump or anybody else. Now, ironically, LeBron and Curry, by this action, by saying, well, their teams aren't going to go to the White House, which I've never spent much time worried about, but the topic of the day in the world of sports, this is actually a very patriotic act. You know how much money is wasted, how much taxpayer money is wasted with having to get security and whatnot, government money by hosting these little parties, these soirees at the White House. There's a lot that goes into it, right? So they don't want to go. You're actually saving money. You're helping save money that would have been wasted on these things. Now, the last thing here, right, we've talked about LeBron and his politics, and he's fine. He's a Democratic voter. He supports the Democratic Party. But you can't be shocked when he goes out there and says I am out, against Trump and all that stuff. But in the past, he's made comments about Donald Trump being divisive. And a lot of people would say, absolutely, that President Trump is divisive. Many would agree. However, at the same time, LeBron James is making a massively divisive statement himself. Right? I mean, that's the old argument. We've talked about this in the past, right? Everyone's for inclusion, except when you have an opinion that goes against how they think, and then that you're suddenly supporting exclusion rather than inclusion. It's amazing how that works. And so what's the end game here? Well, that's a good question, because it's not going to go away. It's gonna like a forest fire that has a flare-up every so often, right? This is the way it's going to be. Donald Trump's going to win re-election, so he's going to be president for like another 6 years, right? So he's going to get reelected. That means that this is going to pop up for a pretty good amount of time, right? Because he's going to keep going back to this because it works for him. Politically, it works for him. And so it's going to be around for 6 more years at least. It's going to be around. And, the other factor, this is tradition ending. As we said, the tax dollars that are spent in this, I'm perfectly fine with this thing ending. I don't really understand why they do it. Why don't they bring the top overnight talk show host to the White House? Have a big party there. Celebrate that. They don't do that. What's up with that? But this goes back 152 years. Think about that. Now, some people think this just started with Ronald Reagan, that he was the first president to really kind of get into this and invite all the sports teams. But you got to go back to President Andrew Jackson. 152 years ago, he was the first president to invite professional sports teams. At that time, they were semi-professional because baseball wasn't a big deal in 1865. But that was the first year. They invited the Washington Nationals, now they exist. They didn't exist for like 150 years or whatever. The Brooklyn Atlantics, who I think became the Dodgers, they were invited to the White House in 1865. And after that, it didn't happen very often. And then it picked up in 1924. It was, I believe, Calvin Coolidge, one of the all-time great presidents, who then said, okay, we're going to invite the Washington Senators because it was after the World Series. They'd won the World Series, so they invited them to the White House. But it looks like, at least for the foreseeable future, all this is going to come to an end. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie. Judas Garcia, who's right over there.
You think anyone's asked Alexander Ovechkin if he's going to be visiting the White House if the Capitals win the Stanley Cup?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't. Well, he would probably show up with
Putin.
Yeah,
with Putin. His boy Putin.
Putin would be behind him. He'd be like his water boy.
He is tight with Putin. Yeah, they're buddies.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So you think the Capitals
that would be something, wouldn't it? Putin,
I bet you
Ovechkin showing up.
They're so nuts, they probably would invite Putin to the White House. They'd be like, come hang out. We'll celebrate.
Oh, that would be a hell of a thing.
We'll have some Russian...
Some borscht.
Borscht. Yeah, we'll have some booze and we'll have a good time. Why not? So, I saw, what else did I see about the NBA? But I said Kevin Durant, he backed up LeBron and he backed up Curry. So they're all in.
Durant said the same
Durant
thing.
Yeah, he kind of backed up all. They were all asked about it because it's low hanging fruit, right? You know what they're going to say. So
well,
you're like,
plus
yeah,
everything else has been asked. This is new. We can find something that's different, right?
Yeah, what's the angle for the NBA Finals? Let's see. One team's much better than the other team,
right?
One team at the end of the game one, that video that's going around, people are going nuts over. They weren't even talking to each other. There's division there. They've got some problems on that team. The other team, it's just a matter of whether it's four or five games. Like, I totally see Cleveland winning to extend the NBA Finals in game five. But it doesn't matter. They're not going to win the series.
When Rodney Hood is a topic, then you know there's not much else to ask.
Doing a deep dive on Rodney Hood.
Sure.
Who, last week, Rodney Hood was telling people he was such a delicate little flower. His confidence was so beaten that he was going on YouTube to watch videos of when he used to be good to remind himself. And this is the guy that's going to be the savior of the Cleveland Cavaliers? Rodney Hood?
I believe they call that grasping at straws.
Yeah. Didn't they also bench him in the first round of the playoffs, if I remember correctly? Didn't we talk about him earlier because he was out of the rotation? He was in the doghouse for Coach James. I think that was accurate.
Well, Ben, to be fair.
Yes, Danny G.
Sometimes when we start the production meetings, you're sitting there with your old NBC clips on YouTube.
Well, I was amazing on television. I don't know why NBC doesn't hire me back. I mean, my God, I owned Sports Talk on the NBC Sports Network, and that network has never been the same. Their ratings have been down since I left. I would save that fledgling network if they brought me back.
You're fired.
Let me tell you, put me on there, give me a big contract. I am set up. I can't believe they're not calling it. I don't understand. Why are they not calling? I look great.
There's got to be some conspiracy. Clearly.
Go to the gym every day. I mean, my God, My talents are being misused here, Eddie, on radio.
You wear makeup just for fun?
Yes. I remember the nice makeup woman in Stamford, Connecticut, who would spray paint makeup on my face to make me look half human. It was wonderful. Very nice lady. She was very nice to me. She had a spray paint gun, and she would spray me with it, and it was wonderful. The problem is getting that off, as you know, Eddie, because you wear makeup all the time. It's a bit of a problem. You know, it's a whole to-do. You get products to take the makeup off. Then it messes with your skin.
It's a tough life.
Yeah, it's not easy. Sometimes I do wear makeup for this show. I do. I have lipstick on right now. I do, yeah. But you got to do, like, the smell test, and you got to do, like, look for a little goo. Look at Coop wakes up over there. What a scumbag that guy is, Coopaloop. Sleeping the entire beginning of the show. He props up. He gets it full attention like he's a military officer, and he runs across the room. Oh, Ben said something stupid.
The computer.
Yeah, we better put that in the system.
Good job, Coop.
And again, when Eddie pointed out the Cavaliers the Warriors were favored by 1,000 points, it took 3 weeks for you to get that in. 3 weeks for that to get in the system.
3 weeks. If Eddie said that he was wearing lipstick right now, that would be in the system immediately.
Eddie, go ahead. Say it.
Well, I'm not wearing lipstick, Ben.
Edit out the knot. We're good. Take the knot out. Just you can do some editing on that. We have digital editing capabilities.
I'm sure they'll get right on that.
They'll be right on that right now. Dunskies.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We'll move over Michael Jordan, another member of the 1990 Chicago Bulls, taking away the headlines here. If you've been paying attention, you might have seen this. Maybe you missed it. This is awesome. My favorite story of the day. Not that I don't want to spend the entire time talking about LeBron James, Donald Trump, and everything else. This kind of involves Donald Trump in a way, but this is just awesome. So next week, the United States and North Korea are going to meet, right? President Trump's going to meet face-to-face with Kim Jong-un. And he is going to be accompanied by a former NBA star. Yeah, the word is Dennis Rodman. Yeah, that Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman is supposed to be in Singapore during that get-together, that summit, that global summit that's supposed to avert nuclear war with the North Korean dictator. And Rodman's going to arrive in the country the day before the sit-down. So if you look at your calendar and you say, well, okay, it's June 6th, 6 days from today, right? June 12th, he's going to show up there. And this is not some gambling deal. Like, Rodman's gone to North Korea before, and he's worn a gambling website's T-shirt. It's bankrolled by that. He's going to go there and actually play some sort of role in the negotiations. I'm not making this up. The word is that the worm is going to be used as an ambassador of goodwill. How great is this? Tell me this is not a 10, right? This is a 10. 10 out of 10. So I wanted to talk about it. Now, for the purposes of this Mahler monologue, let's assume this is true because there's some conflict between some of the people that say this is not actually the case. It hasn't all been confirmed yet. But the New York Post is reporting, and they never get anything wrong, that Robin's going to be there. So the question is, you up or down on the possibility of Dennis Rodman, rebounding machine, Hall of Famer from back in his day in the NBA, helping out? So I'll go first. I am up, and away. I don't know how anyone could be against this. All right, my perspective on this, you've got Trump-tastic, surreal, and the menace. All right, so you got those three things. Now, Donald Trump was elected in part because he's not some career politician. And this is about as unpolitical a move as you can make. There is no textbook that tells you to bring in a reality star, a basketball player who's in his 50s, who used to be really good in the NBA, and bring him in. This goes outside of all the political customs and norms. It's Trump-tastic as well. It's so perfect. It's wonderful, right, for the theater of it all. It's already going to be theater because you've got Kim Jong-un on one side of a table and President Trump on the other. So that in itself is theater. And then you throw in Dennis Rodman possibly sitting at the other table just down a little bit away from the main table. This is outstanding, right? Outstanding. Now, for months, you know, this has been a thing, right? This has been going back. It's cooled down lately, but this saber-rattling that's been going on. And to think that Dennis Rodman could actually help calm the nerves of this is so fantastic. It's so wonderful. There's this very bizarre bromance between Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman. It's been well chronicled because Rodman's gone to North Korea multiple times and has told stories. Remember when Rodman came back the last time? If you pay attention to this kind of stuff, Dennis Rodman told the story about when he goes to North Korea that he rides horses with Kim Jong-un. They go horseback riding together. They go skiing. They sing karaoke. It's just so bizarre. It's unreal. And this is now, I just imagine at the table, they're at this big summit, right? This very important point in global history at this time, right? Two people that don't like each other, and they're going at it. And is Rodman going to break in and say, well, let's say, hey, if we work out a deal, I'll take you horseback riding. You know, we'll do some karaoke. I know a good place over in Burbank. We can go do some karaoke. You know, you want to do that? No? It's great. And I admit that I've paid a little bit more attention to this than the whole Rodman North Korea thing. I've paid more attention to it than most. You know, Rodman, a couple of months ago, maybe it was last year. Time kind of flies here. But Rodman had said that Kim Jong-un didn't understand the president until Rodman gave him a book. The book was called The Art of the Deal, the Trump book, The Art of the Deal. This is just great. So you got horseback riding, you got karaoke, you've got skiing, and a ghost-written book by Donald Trump that Rodman gave. I mean, this is perfect. Now, B, this entire situation, as I said, it's going to be great theater. Either way, it would have been a very interesting theater. And you've got a lot of people that are like cartoon characters here that are involved in this. And to add another one in, Dennis Rodman, and I, you know, full disclosure here, for me, this is a surreal situation because when I was cutting my teeth as a radio stringer back in the day, I spent a lot of time covering NBA teams and different sports teams and did interviews. And at one point, my path in life crossed with Dennis Rodman. At the end, he left the Chicago Bulls and he tried to catch on with the Lakers. This was in 1999, I think, maybe 1998. But it was around that time. And I was on the beat at that time, covering the games a lot and doing some talk shows and whatnot. And for 23 glorious games Dennis Rodman played in Los Angeles. And I had to, when they played at the Forum, quite often I was the schmuck who had to go and wait for Dennis Rodman to enlighten us with his wisdom. And the thing that I recall from that period of time that was the most stunning thing about my experience with Rodman, in spite of the clown hair, the tattoos, the exotic piercings, he was the most shy guy. Like, he did not want to talk. He would hide out in the back of the Lakers locker room in the shower area waiting for the media to exit the locker room because he didn't want to talk, which was odd. And then, of course, I'm a glutton for punishment, so I would sit back there and wait because I got nothing else to do. And he would eventually come out. And then when you finally interviewed Rodman, he was very low. He didn't have a high-pitched voice, very low, kind of had his head down and almost inaudible. Like Shaquille O'Neal in those days was very similar to that. You pretty much had to put the microphone down his throat if you could get any quality audio because he didn't talk very in a very loud voice. And Rodman was like the same way. And I felt really bad, though, for his I think it was his girlfriend, maybe his wife at the time, Carmen Electra, who had to sit outside the locker room and wait in the bowels of the Great Western Forum for Rodman to step out back in those days. But anyway, this has been a long time, and I think that Rodman could show up at this thing is just wonderful, right? Just absolutely marvelous, right? It's a surreal situation. Now, the parting shot on this, Dennis Rodman is essentially a riddle wrapped in an enigma, right? We use that phrase from time to time. Because you look at it, he's gone from a guy when he was with the Pistons. Didn't he contemplate suicide in the parking lot at the Palace? Wasn't that the story about Rodman back in those days? He was going through a lot. And then he became this renegade, bad boy guy, part of that Piston run. And he had the whole thing going on with the Spurs and the Bulls bouncing all over the place. And now he could go from all of that to being part of an international peace situation, like a peace broker. It's just great. I mean, one of his nicknames is Dennis the Menace, right? It's one of his nicknames. And I'm telling you, if this all works out, you put him on that short list of Nobel Peace consideration. I guess 57 years old, Rodman. That is a huge upset. I remember back in the day we were doing the ghoul pool, Rodman was always on those lists. Because of the lifestyle that Rodman has lived, right? You think of some of those athletes back in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. But mostly like 80s and 90s guys, like Rodman, Daryl Strawberry, Doc Gooden, Mike Tyson was on that list. You would have thought none of those guys would be around that long, but they're all still, I think they're all still doing pretty well, I think. I don't know, I've heard things about Dwight Gooden that things aren't going very well for him, but the other guys seem to be doing pretty good. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. You can talk about that and anything else you want. It is mostly fair game, and the number 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369, and we say hello to Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie. Judas Garcia.
Yeah. You know, Ben, some things just don't seem to go together. And
yeah.
Kim Jong-un and a horse. I can't picture that. I can't see that looking natural. That he rides horses, huh?
Yeah, with Rodman. They like to go horseback.
That's like something that you would see in a dream after you had something really funky to eat right before you went to bed.
If you Google it, there are pictures of Kim Jong-un on a horse.
Here I go right now.
Yeah.
Come on, Google.
Go to the Google images there. He's sitting on top of a horse there. He's got his military jacket on and he's doing his thing.
Horse. yeah, there he is.
Yeah. You think people have to put him on the horse? What do you think that, how does that go? Like, they pick him up, they put him on there?
He steps on, several citizens and say, form a human staircase as he climbs aboard his steed.
aren't those the things you do? Like, I always think of like skiing and horseback riding. If you're trying to flirt with a woman or like you're trying to seduce someone, you're in love with someone, you go horseback riding, you go skiing, or and karaoke Or you're just drunk and you want to have a good time on a Friday
well,
night.
Putin does it shirtless. So, you know, maybe Kim Jong-un needs to try that out.
Plus, Putin scored like 11 goals in a hockey game before. You know, he's had what? Well, Kim Jong-un didn't have
the hole in one on every hole?
18 holes in one, yeah.
That was right. You hit golf, you get shot at 18. That's impressive.
Oh, that's great. See, I was mistaken. At one point, I was trying to figure out the origins of this, like this friendship. And I mistakenly thought at one point Kim Jong-un had gone to school in the U.S., but he never did. He did go to the college in Europe, right? I think he was somewhere in Europe, if I remember correctly. That's how – and he became a fan of the Chicago Bulls. And Rodman happened to be part of the Chicago Bulls. And here we are all these years later, and there you go. Still friends today. All right, we'll take your calls. Again, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. Daniel says, there is nothing else to talk about. What about baseball? Right? Basketball sucks. I'm a hockey guy. We never talk hockey. Jerk yourself awake. Yeah. That's from Daniel. Well, this is not really a basketball story. It's like when's the last time Rodman picked up a basketball? It's probably been 15 years since Rodman picked up a basketball, I would say. I would think possibly so. Possibly so.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Gotcha.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
I might have to go to Delaware just to put some bets in. I was actually advising someone who had a runner go to Delaware. I got to tell that story later. All right, here we go. Koopa Loop, it's Maller to the third degree.
Ben, the Detroit Pistons have reportedly narrowed their coaching search down to Dwayne Casey and John Beilein. Ben, who do you think is the better choice?
Yeah, I saw this. I'm going to go John Beilein. I'm going to go John Beilein. If these are the options, I want to see John Beilein. Number one, it would be the unorthodox move. Beilein seems like a lifer in college basketball. He's been a Michigan man for a while now. He's the greatest Michigan basketball coach in my lifetime. I can't imagine anyone better than John Beilein at Michigan. And now there is a chance here. The only concern I have is that this is a negotiating ploy. That Beilein really wants to just get more money from the Wolverines and his heart's not into it. But if he's invested, he wants to try out the varsity, he's tired of the junior varsity of college basketball, then I would hire him in a heartbeat for the Detroit Pistons. And number two here, Dwayne Casey, good guy. He'll get another job in the NBA, but he clearly failed to get the Raptor players past LeBron James. Now, that's on the players more than it's on Dwayne Casey, but that LeBron James boogeyman, right? That was, he could not get them mentally to get past LeBron James. Now, generally speaking, the players run the show in the NBA, so I think there are very few exceptions, but I like the way that John Beilein's teams have played in college basketball with the outside. The big guys can shoot. They've got Blake Griffin that can shoot. I'd like to see what he could do with Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin. I think that would be an interesting hire. It would give us something to talk about. All right, next.
Now, Auburn basketball head coach Bruce Pearl just got a contract extension through 2022, the 2023 season, with even more money.
Money.
This is all despite the fact that the program is still under FBI investigation.
Yeah.
Was this a terrible idea, Ben?
No, it's not a terrible idea. It's an Auburn idea. They do things differently, right? First of all, they do things differently in the Dirty South, but especially at Auburn. This is a very bold strategy. But it's not that far removed from how that university is operated. You sign a guy who's under investigation by the feds, you're betting everything that Bruce Pearl is not going to end up in a jail cell. There's likely some language in the contract, I would think, if these people aren't complete village idiots, that covers the university a little bit. But it's like the Old West, college basketball. Auburn, they won the SEC title, right? So that was a few months back. So if you're at Auburn, not a traditional basketball power, every so often they have a good team, you do things like this. And B, I've interviewed Pearl over the years. This guy's on that short list of sweet talkers, very verbose. I am convinced that Bruce Pearl's the kind of guy that believes in his heart that he could talk his way out of a 50-year federal prison sentence just by sweet-talking the judge. He's got the gift for gab. Next!
Ben, Houston Astros, was it Astros? Mike Fiers called Giancarlo Stanton the pitcher, Mike Fiers.
Yes.
He called Giancarlo Stanton childish for his reaction to getting hit by... Is it Fiers?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. Yeah.
Well, for his reaction to getting hit by a pitch during the second leg of a doubleheader on Monday.
Yeah.
Do you think he was right? Was Giancarlo being childish?
Yeah, I'm going to stand with Giancarlo on this one. First of all, if you remember 4 years ago, Giancarlo got his face smashed in, right?
You mean Mike.
Whatever. He got his face smashed in 4 years ago, square in the face, right there. Mutilated face. You know how many women were heartbroken in Miami when that happened? They were devastated, right? And so he hits a home run. He gets his revenge, a moonshot, 456 feet. Good for him, right? And this pitcher, Mike Fiers, he is lucky that Giancarlo Stanton, here's what I would have done. You know what I would have done? The Malin maneuver. I would have done somersaults around the bases. I would have hit the ball. I would have done a Sammy Sosa bat toss, and I would have done somersaults, and then I would have waltzed into home plate. I would have pranced around like the conquering hero I would have been. I would have, you know, then I'd pick up the bat. I just tossed the bat. I'd pick up the bat, and I'd play it like a Les Paul guitar is what I would. I would play the bat like a guitar. There it is, Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
Ben, you passed this edition.
Another winner! All the man does is win. Win, 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 win. That's how it goes.
Wrong!
Sorry. It's Fiers, by the way, Cooper. I agree. That is the baseball version of Brett Favre, right? Because it's very odd. It's the R and the E seem like they should be flipped, but they're not, and it's a very confusing name. That guy pitched a no-hitter against the Dodgers, right? Didn't he pitch a no-hitter a couple years ago against the Dodgers? I think he did. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Time now for the Insta Trivia. Here it is, the Insta Trivia. Blank has seen the largest increase in batting average since the end of April until today. Highest batting average increase. There we go. Third time's the charm. Largest increase in batting average since the end of April until today. Fill in the blank. That's the Insta Trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
We got to get to the game, though. The people want to hear the game. Let's play the game. All right, here we go. Time now for Password. We got the teams. It's Danny and Danny, Canceled Morning Show, and Alan and Ben. Alan is in Maine. He used to sell cars, but now he's going mainstream and going clean. And Danny used to be a teacher in Indonesia, but he is now going to become a restaurateur in the Boston area. All right, let's play the game here. Very excited.
Yeah, 10 words on the board, worth 10 points. If for every incorrect guess, we take a point away. My partner Danny was on the line first, so Danny, pick a number 1 through 10.
Number 10.
Number 10. All right.
Z.
Not really.
Oh, so easy.
A couple
so
different ways simple. We can go with this.
I'm using my material.
All right, Danny, here's your clue. Fantasy. Fantasy.
Dreams.
No. All right. Alan, he said fantasy. I'm going to say story.
I got it.
Fairy tale.
No.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Danny, think about it. Right. Heard those clues? I'm going to say novels. Novels.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
books.
No. Oh, we're dancing around.
A novel.
Well, you got to put all the clues together.
How about this? Imagination. Imagination, Alan. Everything's tied together. Everything's locked in there. Like, everything's related.
Imagination. Make-believe.
No.
All right, Danny. I think we got to throw this out.
Throw the word out.
You're never going to get it.
One more clue.
No, they're not going to get it. Come on, let's throw the word out. What's it worth now anyway?
It would be 6 points.
Oh, yeah.
Fiction.
You have nonfiction.
Fantasy.
Oh, man.
Yep.
All right. Nobody gets it. Alan, go ahead, Alan. No cursing.
Pick a number one through nine.
No, I said shoot.
Oh, good. Thanks for clarifying. Alan, one through nine.
Number five.
By the way, I want to point out, Coop is eating dry cereal right now. True story.
I'm hungry.
All right, let's go with...
what a surprise.
Alan, stay focused now.
He picked nine.
Let's go with swindle.
Oh.
No, he picked five.
Oh, five, okay.
Yeah,
swindle. Cheated.
Yeah, that's it. We'll take that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Cheap,
come on. Got it, please.
All right.
Semantics. 10 points. Woohoo!
Not the exact word. But
got it. Fine. All right. You're up now, okay. Danny. You're trailing, by the way, Danny.
Danny, one through four.
You're losing, Danny.
Six through nine. It's all right. Make it up right here.
No, he won't.
Three.
Three.
Oh, no chance.
Oh, we'll get
No chance.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Think about it. Slobber. Slobber.
Slobber.
Slobber.
Say it again.
Say it again, Dan. It's very attractive to you.
Slobber.
Someone say
slobber.
Go.
Mess.
No. All right, Alan. Alan, listen to me. I was a master at this back in school.
Uh-huh.
Loogie. Come on, Loogie. Loogie.
Stop clapping over there.
It's Eddie.
No, it isn't.
Go ahead, Alan.
5 seconds.
Loogie.
That's easy.
Loogie, Loogie, Loogie.
Spit.
Yeah! You spit a loogie!
It's not even a real
word.
Woo! Yeah, spit. What the?
At Northwood Elementary, it was a real word. Good job by you, Alan. And you are up next there, Alan. What do you got? Pick a number. You got 1, 2, 4.
6 through 9.
Yeah.
6.
6. 6, all right.
By the way, loogie is in the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
I bet it is.
It's a fun word. We should use the word loogie dictionary more.
It's a mass of saliva and phlegm hawked up from the throat.
Julio Lugio.
That's right.
Lungie.
One of the great former Red Sox of our time. Let's go with, I believe this is one word. I'm checking with the judges here. Hold on a sec. That's one word, Koopaloop. It's one word. I'm asking a guy eating dry cereal whether I'm allowed
to
use
it. The talkback wasn't working. We couldn't hear you.
Oh, really? Oh, let me try it again.
He's killing time.
Yeah, Koop said okay. All right, Alan, spokesman. The clue is spokesman.
Spokesman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
Politician.
No.
No. All right, let's get this, Danny.
All right.
Lecturer.
Good clue.
It's not a good clue. My clue was better.
No, it isn't.
My clue was better.
Lecturer.
Speaker?
Yeah.
My clue was better.
No, it isn't.
A spokesman is a speaker.
All right, you're wasting
speaker.
Time. Go.
It is a public
Go.
Speaker.
Go, you're wasting time on
we
purpose.
We don't have enough time. We have a tight network. There's no more time left. I know you're trying to get desperate here.
Jerk.
Just eat your Fruity Pebbles,
all
right?
You just killed a minute.
I didn't kill a minute.
Yeah,
that's
did.
His move.
That's not my... I don't play that kind of game. Nah, I won the game.
You're running out the clock
more
like J.R. Smith.
Alan, your life is turning around. You've won a golden ticket.
You can, what?
You can sell that on eBay. And all right. Thank you, Danny.
All right. Danny, thank you for playing.
All right. Get out. Enjoy Indonesia, I think. You're leaving soon.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.